It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. Wisconsin Public Radio is going beyond the ballot, talking to hundreds of people in communities across the state in the lead up to the election. We want to know what you really care about, and we're using what we've learned to guide our election coverage. Tell us, are you going to vote in this election? What's the single most important issue to you? Do you feel like your elected officials reflect you and the community you live in? Share with us by calling 800-642-1234. When did government do something that helped you? Or how about when decisions hurt you? What's going on in your community that nobody's talking about? You can email us, ideas@WPR.org, or tweet us at WPR Mornings. Tell us what's going on in your community that you feel is overlooked. What issues or developments need more attention? Again, 800-642-1234. It's not getting as much attention as the races for governor or U.S. Senate, but the campaign for Wisconsin Attorney General has major ramifications. Republican incumbent Brad Schimmel is vying for a second term. He's being challenged by Josh Call, a Democratic attorney from Madison, and Wisconsin Public Radio has profiles on both the candidates. First, here's Laurel White's report on Attorney General Brad Schimmel.
When the governor and state legislature created Wisconsin's new Office of School Safety in the Department of Justice this year, they gave Schimmel plenty to talk about. He's visited school after school, announcing awards from the office's new $100 million grant program.
When the tragedy of Parkland, Florida happened, we had a plan and we were ready to work together.
It's become a staple of his reelection message. So has the DOJ's work fighting the opioid epidemic.
In Wisconsin, is leading the nation in our efforts to battle this opiate crisis.
Schimmel, who's a Republican, has done dozens of public events on those two issues, which are typically seen as fairly bipartisan. He's also touted his endorsement by bipartisan groups of Wisconsin sheriffs and district attorneys, which he says shows he can and has reached across the aisle. Zach Rodes, the communications director at the Republican Attorneys General Association, which has spent heavily on Schimmel's reelection campaign.
When you're law enforcement's choice, including Democrat law enforcement, I think that sends a message that they want you back in office, you've earned it.
But not everyone agrees that Schimmel has kept politics out of the office. In August, 45 assistant attorneys general signed a letter saying that Schimmel has been too political. Many have also spoken out about morale being low at the DOJ. Dan Steer worked for two state attorneys general in the 1970s and 80s, one a Democrat and the other a Republican. He said those who signed the letter have seen a lot of AGs come and go, but they've never felt the need to speak out like they did against Schimmel.
He has blatantly politicized the office, and there's no question about that in our minds. Everything is done for partisan reasons.
Schimmel has also come under attack from Democrats for keeping Wisconsin out of a lawsuit against opioid manufacturers. Instead, he says he's working to get an out-of-court settlement from the companies. Schimmel says that option is quicker and cheaper for both parties.
We hope that they're going to see that and take advantage of an opportunity to have positive public relations by being part of the solution.
But Schimmel has received more attention in this campaign for a case he has joined, a multi-state suit that seeks to overturn the Affordable Care Act. It's a lawsuit Schimmel has admitted would end the federal mandate for insurance coverage for people with pre-existing conditions. That mandate is very popular in Wisconsin. But he says the Affordable Care Act is failing, and his lawsuit would prevent what he called a slow bleed.
The ACA is falling, and it's not anything to do with what any court does. It's failing. All of the promises that were made are not coming true.
Schimmel has also taken criticism from the left for some of his spending in office. That includes $10,000 spent on commemorative coins for the Department of Justice staff. The coins got some national attention from the HBO show Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.
If you live in Wisconsin, just Google Brad Schimmel $10,000 coins, and you'll learn about how your AG managed to spend 10 grand of taxpayer money on coins reading KAED, which stands for his actual personal motto, kicking ass every day.
Schimmel has defended the coins, saying they reward law enforcement heroes that keep people safe. He says his endorsements show he's the choice of law enforcement and hopes voters take notice. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Laurel White.
And I'm Sean Johnson. Josh Call announced he was running for Attorney General back in April of last year. He's been regularly name-dropped by high-ranking Democrats, including Congressman Mark Pocan.
I have not been this excited about a new face in politics in a long time. Josh Call is going to make a great Attorney General for Wisconsin.
That was back at the state party convention in June. And yet, in the closing days of his campaign, polling suggests many voters are still learning about Call. He started running ads a few weeks ago to introduce himself.
I'm Josh Call. As a federal prosecutor, I put away murderers and drug traffickers, and now I'm running for Attorney General.
Call was an assistant U.S. attorney in Baltimore. He's emphasized that experience in tough-on-crime ads that are mainstays of attorney general races. Call spent fewer than 4 years as a federal prosecutor. Most of his professional experience is in private practice.
Every place he's been, he's kind of just risen very quickly toward the top.
Chuck Curtis works with Call at Perkins Coie, a national law firm with strong ties to the Democratic Party. He says he first met Call 15 years ago when they worked together at another law firm while Call was still in law school. Curtis says Call has succeeded everywhere, including at Yale and Stanford Law. He worked with Call in 2016 on a lawsuit that overturned several Republican-authored voting laws in Wisconsin, including restrictions on early voting. Curtis says Call has handled voting rights cases in other states, including Ohio, Virginia, and North Carolina.
He's one of the go-to voting rights lawyers, and he's been pulled in precisely because he is so good at what he does, and he is so talented in the courtroom.
Call says if he's elected attorney general, he'll join other states in lawsuits that protect consumers. Call says he would have joined a multi-state lawsuit that seeks to reinstate rules that prevent large broadband companies from blocking or slowing access to certain websites. And he says the state should have joined a multi-state suit involving private colleges.
When protections for students who are defrauded by predatory for-profit colleges were rolled back, a number of AGs stepped up and took action, but our AG was nowhere to be found.
Call knows what the Department of Justice can do. He's the son of the late Peg Lautenschlager, Wisconsin's former attorney general. But Call's campaign has been less about him than it's been about Attorney General Brad Schimmel. Call says Schimmel made mistakes by joining multi-state lawsuits to overturn the Affordable Care Act, clean air rules, and federal overtime protections.
So our AG, with our tax dollars, has fought against overtime pay for middle-class families in Wisconsin.
Call has also gone after Schimmel for not moving more quickly on dealing with thousands of untested rape kits while prioritizing other cases. Schimmel announced in September that his office had eliminated the backlog. He's played up his own experience as a prosecutor in the Waukesha County District Attorney's Office and the Department of Justice. When the two debated, Schimmel pressed Call on his lack of experience as a prosecutor in Wisconsin.
How many times have you made a closing argument to a jury in a criminal case?
So far, Call hasn't flinched, sticking to his strategy. Call, who's 37, has risen fast in the world of law. Voters will decide Tuesday whether he takes the next step in politics. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Sean Johnson.
WPR reporters Laurel White and Sean Johnson brought you that story as part of WPR's ongoing Beyond the Ballot series. You can be part of the Beyond the Ballot project as we tell stories all across Wisconsin. The number for the hotline is 877-782-8942. You can also share with us at WPR.org/ballot. WPR.org/ballot. And while you're online, learn about the races and candidates running this election season by visiting WisconsinVote.org. It's a partnership between Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television. Wisconsin Vote, your source for accurate, up-to-date reporting on the 2018 midterm elections. And tune in to WPR Tuesday night, November 6th, for live election coverage. NPR reports on national races starting at 7 o'clock. When polls close in Wisconsin at 8, Sean Johnson, Frederica Freiberg, and Rob Ferret anchor Wisconsin Public Radio's coverage of statewide elections, including the races for governor, U.S. Senate, and attorney general. We'll be here throughout the night with election results and analysis. That's live election night coverage starting at 7 o'clock. On Wisconsin Public Radio. This is The Morning Show on WPR. I'm John Munson.